Welcome to the Flood Church Sermon Podcast, where we bring you sermons from our teaching team at Flood Church Lilongwe, Malawi. For more information, you can go to floodchurch.com.
Morning, everyone. As Humphreys has said, my name is Edith, for those of you who don't know me, and I'm part of the preaching and teaching team here. And as he said, we've been going through this series called Resetting, and we're just talking about how we can go deeper with God, going deeper with Jesus. And our first message was going deeper with Jesus through prayer. And then we did going deeper with Jesus through service, going deeper with Jesus through rest. And today we're talking about going deeper with Jesus through scripture. And, you know, it doesn't... I'm going to say it anyway, but doesn't need to be said. But for you to have a relationship with Jesus, scripture has to be a part of your life. It's not an option. It's not something that sometimes you might do, sometimes you might not. But if you want a good relationship with God, if you want a relationship with God, then spending time with him in his word is of utmost importance. I like to think of my relationship with God in the same way I think of my relationship with other people, with my friends, with family. That for me to know anyone, to know them really well, then I need to spend time with them. Like, I can't say Humphreys is my good friend if I haven't spent any time with him. You know, he says Edith is my good friend because we have spent lots of time together. And so it is with God. It is with our relationship with God. That for us to have a good relationship with God, we do need to spend time with him. And God speaks to us in many ways, but one of the major ways in which God speaks to us is through his word. And so spending time with him in his word is of utmost importance. It is one of the ways in which we go deeper with Jesus. And so we're going to be talking a little bit more about that this morning. And our passage of scripture today is Psalm 119, verses 9 to 16. Now, there are so many other passages that we could have read, that we could have gone into, that talk about scripture, that talk about God's word. But today, we'll just focus on Psalm 119, verses 9 to 16. I'll let you in on a little bit of, it's not a secret, but it's sort of like a tip, I think. I don't know. Anyway, something. One of the things I do when I'm preparing for a preach, a teach, a talk, one of the things I do whenever I have the passage that I'm going to speak on, I read that passage in at least 5 different versions. It's one of the things I love doing. It sort of like gives me a broader view, and yeah, I just sort of like I understand the passage better if I read it in a few other versions. And so I did that last week as I was preparing for this, but I thought, oh, it would be cool for us to do this together as well. And so you're going to get a little bit into like my prep time of going through a few different versions of the same passage that we're going to read. And so we're going to read the passage, Psalm 119, in 3 different versions. So I'll ask Chisomo, Bill, ooh, I hope they are here, Kelvin. I know Kelvin is here. Bill, I saw you earlier, yes. So these are people from my growth group. Shout out to growth groups. If you want to come up here and read a scripture, get yourself a preacher in your growth group and you'll be good. But these guys will be reading the passage, Psalm 119, verses 9 to 16. We'll read that in 3 different versions. And all of it will be up on the screen, even if you don't have the versions that we are reading. So Chisomo, we read from the NIV, and then Kelvin will read from the Message, and then Bill will read from the NLT.
Good morning, Fled. All right, Psalm 119, verses 9 to 16, from the NIV version. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. Verse 16, I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word.
I'll be reading from the Message version. How can a young person live a clean life? By carefully reading the map of your word. I am single-minded in pursuit of you. Don't let me miss the road signs you've posted. I have banked your promises in the vault of my heart, so I won't see myself bankrupt. Be blessed, God. Train me in your ways of wise living. I'll transfer to my lips all the counsel that comes from your mouth. I delight far more in what you tell me about living than in gathering a pile of riches. I ponder every morsel of wisdom from you. I attentively watch how you've done it. I relish everything you've told me of life. I won't forget a word of it.
Psalm 119, I'll be reading from NLT. Verse 9, how can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. I have tried hard to find you. Don't let me wander from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. I praise you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. I have recited aloud all the regulations you have given us. I have rejoiced in your laws as much as in riches. I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. I will delight in your decrees and not forget your word.
And I'm going to read from the Chichewa Bible, just because. Kodi mnyamata angatebwanji kuyeretsa maendedwe yake. Akawasamala potsata mawanu. Ndima kufuna funani ndi mtima wanga onse. Musalole kuti ndisojere kuchoka pa malamulo anu. Ndasunga mawanu mu mtima mwanga kuti ndisakuchimwireni. Mutamandike inu Yehova, punzitseni malamulo anu. Ndi milomo yanga ndi mafotokoza malamulo anu onse, amene amachokera pakamwa panu. Ndimakondwera potsatira malamulo anu, monga momwe munthu amakondwera akakhala ndi chuma chambiri. Ndimalingalira malangizo anu, ndipo ndimaganizira njira zanu. Ndimakondwera ndi malamulo anu, sindidzayiwala konse mawu anu. Tipemphere. Let's pray. Ziko mwe Yehova ifacha mawu anu, tsegulani maso athu, makutu athu kuti timve zimene inu mwatikonzera lero lino. Lekolani kuti mawu anga mamwanga ndi mali amangalira mitima yathu zikhale zovomerezeka pamaso pa inu Yehova Mulungu wathu. Amen. Please be seated. That was cool, right? Yeah, you know, so that just helps me to sort of like have, you know, some of the words are a little bit different, but it just helps me to have a better and broader picture of the passage. But I say the Psalm 119 is actually the longest psalm, but also the longest chapter in the Bible. And, you know, it's divided into like 22 different sections. We've only read one of the sections, but it's divided into 22 different sections. But all throughout the whole Psalm 119, you can still see one theme, and it is the Word of God. The Word of God is the theme through Psalm 119. I will challenge you to go back home and read the whole psalm, and you'll be amazed by what the psalmist did with that psalm. And it's got 176 verses, and out of those 176 verses, the Word of God is mentioned in at least 171 verses. And so you can see, like, in each and every verse except five, where there is, I'm like, maybe not, but, you know, but still, it is a big deal for him. He mentions the Word of God. I mean, he says precepts or, you know, law, the law of the Lord or commands, you know, he uses different words, but it's all still meaning God's word. And so we can still see that for the psalmist, this was a big deal. And when you read the psalm, there is just so many things that he mentions about God's word that are really helpful. And like it's a big part of his life, and he rejoices in writing that and helping others to understand the same. And so as we are looking at only one section of that psalm, the second section, verses 9 to 16, we still have a small glimpse of what the psalmist was trying to say to himself and even to others. And as I was thinking about this and our theme that we've been going through about going deeper with Jesus, through Scripture, you know, I feel when you say deeper, that means you are somewhere, hopefully, you are somewhere and you are just are is, you know, that means you're somewhere and you're going further. You know, that you were deep and you are going deeper, right? And so, but for you to get from that deep point, or whether it was on the surface, but you to get to that deep point, then some things must change. You must change some things for you to get to that point. If you just stay there, then nothing will change. But you have to, I don't know, get an axe. It might not be an axe. A kasu. You know, for you to dig and go deeper. Whatever it is, but there must be some changes that have to come, that have to be made for you to go deeper. And so I feel like it's the same even in our lives as Christians, even in our spiritual lives, that if you are somewhere and you want to go deeper with God, then some things must change. And I was looking at this psalm and just found a few things that the psalmist says, okay, for me, these are the things I feel like need to change, or the things that I need to change, or other people need to change for our lives to go deeper with God, for us to go deeper in our relationship with God. And so I'm just going to talk about three of those things that we must change in our daily lives for our lives to go deeper with God, that we find in this passage of Scripture. The first thing that I see here is that our acting on God's word must change. Our acting on God's word must change. There are many times in which we read God's word, we hear God's word, and you're like, oh yeah, that's nice. And that's pretty much it. I was like, oh yeah, I like that verse. It's nice. And we stop there. But the psalmist here encourages us that we must act on God's word. We have to act on God's word. It's not an option. It's not, oh, Jesus said this. You can do it. You might not. It's okay. No, but if you read God's word, if you study God's word, if you're spending time in God's word, then you must act on it. And we need to change how we do that, because there are many times that we read God's word, but it's just that we read it, it's in our minds or it's in our hearts, and we stop there. But we must act on God's word. We must live it out. We must obey it. We must apply it in our daily lives. You know, the psalmist says here in verse 9, he says, how can a young man keep his way pure? He says, by living according to your word. One of our versions says, by obeying your word. By living according to your precepts. You know, so he says you must live according to God's word. That is how we have to act on God's word. That is how we go deeper with God. And in verse 14, he says, I rejoice in following your statutes. You know, and so he says, yes, I read it, but I follow what you say as well. You know, and then in verse number 16, he says the same thing. He says, I will not neglect God's word. Because, you know, when you read it, if you don't act on it, that means you are neglecting God's word. You know, but the psalmist says, I will not neglect God's word. I will live according to God's word. And so that's the first thing, that we must live out God's word. That if you read the word of God and it says, love your neighbor as you love yourself, then that must show in how you live everyday life. That it's not just about, oh yes, I read my Bible on Sunday, it said this and that, and I prayed, and that's good. But that the way we live everyday life, the way you live with your neighbor, the way you live with your kids, the way you live with friends, the way you live with colleagues at work, whatever it is that you do, however it is that you conduct your business, however it is that you teach, however it is that you learn, whatever it is that you do each and every day, you must show that you have read God's word. And not just that you have read God's word, but that you are living out God's word. And so it must make a difference in our lives. It is no point for us to read God's word, to meditate on God's word, to memorize God's word, to know God's word, and not live it out. And so we must live out what the word of God says. It must make a difference in our lives. We cannot be the same. If you read God's word, if you truly read and study and meditate on God's word, then it will change how you live your life every day. You will not be the same. And that must show. And so that's what the psalmist says. It says, act on God's word. Live out God's word. Apply what you read from God's word. And so that is a step that we all must take. That is a change that we must make. That the word of God is not just something that we read and we forget about. But it's something that we read and it makes a difference in our lives. It's something that we read and it makes, like, people can see that, yes, this person has changed because God's word is a part of your life, because you're reading God's word and it is changing who you are. And so it changes everything. The way we conduct business, it changes because you know what God's word says. And you are living according to that. The way you, I don't know, conduct yourself in your marriage or in your friendships, that changes because you know what God's word says and you are living according to that. And so the first thing is, our acting on God's word must change. We must not just read God's word and say, yes, I know what it says. Yes, I know what that verse says. But do you live that out? Does that change the way you live everyday life? And not only our actions and God's word must change, but also our attitude to God's word. Our attitude to God's word must change. Going through this psalm, I read the whole psalm at some point, and I'm like, this guy is just, I don't know, he's crazy about God's word. He loves God's word. He is in love with God's word. He rejoices in God's word. His attitude towards God's word is something else. You know, and so in over and over and over again, you know, he says, I rejoice in your word. Again, he says, I delight in your word. I long for your word. I yearn for your word. Like, all those are attitudes that the psalmist has to God's word. And I'm thinking, when was the last time I had an attitude to God's word like this? That I say, I rejoice in your word. You know, I wake up in the morning. Sometimes I'm like, oh, okay. Yes, I wake up. I'm like, yeah, time to read my Bible. Okay, that's done. Yes, now we can move on to other things. It's just like a tick. It's something that I need to do. I have done it. And there is nothing there. But the psalmist here says, you know, when I go to hear God's word, I rejoice. I delight in God's word. Oh. He says, I rejoice, like in verse 14. He says, I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. Can you imagine that? I mean, I rejoice when somebody gives me 50,000 kwacha. I'm like, ooh, hello. You know, and that's not even riches. That's not even rich. Like, that's just, you know. But then he says, I rejoice in following your word as one rejoices in great riches. You know, and that is something. Rejoicing in God's word like that. He says, I long for your word. I yearn for your word. I seek your word. You know, and so that, you know, that statement of yearning for, longing for, that he looks forward to spending time with God, that he would do anything to spend time with God, that he would do whatever it takes to spend time with God. You know, I think there are things that I'm like, oh, yeah, I badly need this. Have you ever used that word? I badly want this. I badly need this. You know, it might be an experience. It might be food. It might be a relationship. It might be anything. You know, I remember a few years ago, I was with Kate and Humphreys, and we were wanting, we were looking for Coke. I mean, Coca-Cola, I said they were with me, so it was Coca-Cola. We were looking for Coca-Cola. And we walked, I think it was like 45 minutes one way, and it didn't find it, and walked 45 minutes back, looking for a bottle of Coke. You know, that's how badly we wanted it. 1.5 hours walking for a bottle of Coke. And I know that you all have done some crazy things looking for something or saying that you badly want something. I badly want this. And you would do anything to get that. You would go to any lengths to, you know, to find that. But that's what we need. That's the desire that we need to have for God's word, you know. I remember a few years back, there was this guy. Oh man, it's always a guy. Anyway, there was this guy. I liked him, he liked me. I'm like, ooh, hello, you know, I'm feeling butterflies in my stomach and whatever. I was like, okay, let's see how this goes. Anyway, so we had been hanging out for a while, for a few months. We had hung out with friends, and I don't know, we had gone on a few dates. And then it was time for me to come back home. And so I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, I'm going back home. This guy is still here. This is in the UK. This guy is still here in the UK. I'm going back home. How, you know, what is this? Where is this going? What, you know, I've got all these questions. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll see. And then, like, the night before I left, I was like, okay, I'm like, I can't do this. I can't go back home without knowing, you know? I'm like, you know? And actually, heard Tapiwa's voice in my mind, in my head, friends that we have. I heard Tapiwa's voice in my mind saying, you have to go and see him. You have to go and talk to him. Find out what this thing is. Because, you know, don't come back here and say, what if? What if we had talked about, what if we had, you know, decided to do this? And she's like, you know, you have to do this. So I took Tapiwa's advice. Thank you, Taps. Anyway, so I'm at home, I don't know, just hanging out. And this is like early evening. And so I texted him. I was like, hey, what's up? What are you up to? He's like, well, I'm at the office, just finishing up, about to go home. I was like, oh, okay. And Tapiwa says, come on, do it. So I was like, do you want a ride home? He's like, yeah, oh, sure, that would be nice. I was like, okay, cool. I was like, well, I'll be there in 30 minutes to give you a ride home. He's like, cool. And so, like, where he was working from his office to his home was about a 7-10 minute walk. So what, a, I don't know, 3 minute drive, probably, around that time. 3 minute drive. I mean, let's be generous here, Sean. Generosity. But a 3-5 minute drive, maybe. You know? And where I was to his office was about a 25 minute drive. And so here I am offering this guy a ride, and I have to drive 25 minutes to give him a 3 minute ride to his house. Anyway, but like I was just like, I want to see where this goes. I need to see where this goes and all that. Anyway, so I went, picked him up. 2 hours later, I dropped him off at home. It became clear to me that night as we were having talking about some things that, okay, this is not it. This will not work. This is not what God has for me right now. So I went back home. Actually, like, I was like a little bit sad, but I was happy as well that like God had shown me that that was not, you know, that was not the thing for me. So anyway, needless to say, that did not work out. But then. But then, like, I did all I could. I was like, okay, I'm going to drive. Whether it takes me 30 minutes to get there, to give him a three-minute ride, hey, who cares? But I'm going to do this, you know? And so it's something that I badly wanted to do, and I did whatever I could to do it, you know? But I'm thinking, when was the last time I did that for God's word? You know, God's word is sometimes sort of like a last-minute thing. It's something I do. Yes, you know, I'll put the time for it there, but like it's like a might be a 10-minute slot or a 30-minute slot. And sometimes, oh, I'm so busy, I can't even do that. And you know, you sort of like push that to the side. Sometimes it's sort of like the last thing that we do. But then the psalmist here says, "I yearn for God." For God's word. I long for God's word. He says, I delight in spending time with God. I delight in God's word. I rejoice in following his statutes. You know, and so that's the attitude we need to come with when we are spending time with God, to rejoice in spending time with God, rejoicing in reading his word, in following his word, rejoicing in that. Because sometimes you just do it just because. Oh, I'm a Christian, therefore I have to read the Bible. But the psalmist says, no. For me, it's not just that, but I rejoice in following God's word. I delight in spending time with God. I yearn for spending time with God. When was the last time you yearned for spending time with God? It's not like, oh, I can't wait. I'm going to spend time with God, spending God, you know. It's, you know, we yearn, we long for other things, many things that you badly want and you would do anything to get. But God's word, for most of us, is not one of those things. So the psalmist says our attitude to God's word must change. We must delight in spending time with God. We must rejoice in spending time with God. We must want to. We must desire to spend time with God. It must be an active pursuit. It's not just something that you're going to do, just seated there, that it's just going to come to you. But it's an active pursuit. We're actively pursuing God, pursuing time with Him. And so that is what our attitude must be towards Scripture, must be towards God's Word. And you know what? When we have that attitude towards God, when we are delighting in spending time with God, when we rejoice in spending time with God, when we are yearning and longing for time with God, and we do spend that time with God, then the acting on God's word comes easier. Then you know, it's like, oh, okay, God's word says this. Yes, I'm going to act on it. Yeah, sure, let's go and do this. And so, you know, you are trying to act on God's word, reading God's word, trying to act on it. But when you rejoice in spending that time with God, then you find that you act on God's word. Then you find that for you it is a joy to act on God's word. It is a joy to live out and obey God's word. And so only not our action on God's word marks change and our attitude to God's word changing, but also our acceptance of God's word. Our acceptance of God's word. It must change. Because sometimes we read the Bible, we treat God's word as a novel, a book, the newspaper, whatever. You read it, it's like, oh yeah, okay, he said that, this and that, whatever. Maybe, maybe not. But the psalmist, you know, he realizes what God's word is. He recognizes the power and the truth of God's word. So he says God's word is truth. You know, he knows that God's word gives direction. He says that in verse 9. He says, how can a young man keep his way pure? And so he says, for young men, for young women, for everyone to know, to live a pure life, to know where God's directing them, he says, read God's word. And so he knows that, you find that in God's word. You find that in Scripture. You accept that God's word teaches. God's word directs. God's word gives wisdom. God's word gives whatever it is that we need, we can find it in God's word. And so the psalmist realizes that. He acknowledges that. And he accepts that into his life. And so that is a part of his life. He says, God's word is truth. God's word is life. God's word, I need this in my life every day. And so him accepting that is part of him going deeper with God. And we need to accept God's word for what it truly is. Because sometimes we treat it as just something that you picked up, you read, and you can ignore. But when you treat God's word as the truth it is, when you treat God's word as the wisdom that it gives, when you treat God's word that it directs, that it teaches, that it directs us away from evil, then when you see all that, then you live according to God's word. And so it's accepting and acknowledging what God's word truly is. That it's not just any other book, but it is the word of God. And so we need to come with that sense to God's word. We need to come with that saying, okay, I am reading God's word, and this word will give me life. I am reading God's word. This word will give me direction. I'm reading God's word. This word will give me wisdom. And so it's not just any book, but it is the book of wisdom. It is the book of life. It is the book of direction. And the psalmist realizes that. He acknowledges that. He accepts that. And when he does that, you know, it's the same thing, that when you do that, when you accept God's word for what it is, when you acknowledge God's word for the truth that it is, then you rejoice in that word. You rejoice in that truth because it's the truth. You know that this is giving me wisdom, and so you rejoice in reading that. You rejoice, you delight in reading that because you know that it's giving you wisdom and direction and everything that you need. And so once you accept God's word, then you rejoice. You have the right attitude. You rejoice and you yearn to find this wisdom. You yearn to find this direction. You yearn to spend time with God because you know that it is the truth. And then after that, you're acting on it. And you are happy to. You rejoice in acting on God's word because you know that it is the truth, because you know that you have rejoiced in that. And so all that helps us to have a deeper relationship with God. So it's not just our acting on God's word or our attitude towards God's word, but also our acceptance and acknowledging God's word for what it is. And when we do that, we have a deeper relationship with God. When our actions to God's word changes, when our attitude to God's word changes, when we rejoice and delight and yearn for time with him, and when we spend that time in his word and we accept it for the truth that it is, that it's not just a fairy tale, but that this is the truth of the word of God, that this is what I'm going to live on. When we do that, then our relationship with God gets deeper. And as we start this year and we're talking about resetting and going deeper with God, you know, that is spending time with God in his word is one of the ultimate things in ways in which we can go deeper with God. You cannot have a relationship with God. You cannot have a deep relationship with God if you're not spending any time with him. And one of the ways of spending time with him is spending time in his word and changing how we act on God's word, changing how we have our attitude towards God's word, changing that and changing how we accept and acknowledge God's word. That will change us as well. And so my challenge to you today is just to think, what do I need to change? Are my actions on God's word the right actions? Do I act on God's word? Ask yourself that. Do I act on God's word, whatever it is that I read? When I read the Bible in the morning or afternoon or evening, whenever it is that you read your Bible, do I act on God's word? If you don't, that must change. Because we need to live according to his word. You need to obey his word. You need to apply what his word says. And then ask yourself, what is my attitude towards God's word? Do I just have an attitude? But our attitude must change. And I know that that's true for me. And I think that's true of many of us, that our attitude towards God's word must change. That we are delighting in God's word, that we are rejoicing in God's word, that we are yearning for and longing for God's word, spending time in his word. And then does your acceptance and acknowledging of God's word need to change? Do you see God's word as what it truly is? The truth, the word that gives wisdom, the word that gives knowledge, the word that gives understanding, the word that gives light. Do you truly accept it for what it is? Accepting and acknowledging God's word for what it is helps us to grow deeper with him. And so think about those three areas. You know, which area needs to change for you? It might be one, it might be two, it might be all three. But then what are you going to do? You know, and that's sort of like going back to the first point that I had, acting on God's word. That it's not just, oh yeah, that was a nice sermon. Yeah, that was good. But then what are you going to do? That's the next thing. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to change in your, I don't know, how it is that you spend your every day, that you show that you are living a life that honors God, that pleases God, because you are spending time in His Word.
Thanks for listening to the Flood Church Sermon Podcast. Please send us your feedback by commenting below or by emailing floodlilongwe@gmail.com.